T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. A hearing is being held today against the owners of a Logan apartment complex that partially collapsed last week, leaving nearly 100 tenants without a place to call home. As we hear from KYW's Hadas Kuznets, code violations as well as tenants' rights are expected to be addressed.
According to court filings, owners of the seven-story Lindley Tower apartment building here at 1220 Lindley Avenue had numerous code violations and lacked proper certificates, including rental sustainability and lead certificates. The city has initiated legal action to hold the owners accountable for the building violations. Meanwhile, a separate lawsuit by Community Legal Services of Philadelphia has been filed on behalf of the tenants. Javier Arzola says this week, SBG Management Services came to the shelter where displaced residents were staying. He says they tried to coerce tenants into signing a document before being placed in a hotel, but the document states the management company could terminate its relationship with the tenant.
By signing and giving it to them, we're losing the $2,400 of down payment plus the $800 that he just paid this month.
Building resident Tamika Dover says the owners are not acting in good faith.
Because they're not giving us our money. They're not giving us any answers. Everybody's homeless. Nobody has a place to stay.
We reached out to the management company for comment, but did not hear back. Philadelphia City Council is meeting in person today for the first time since March of 2020, when they went remote because of the pandemic. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb says a lot has changed in the meantime.
4 council members have resigned to run or consider running for mayor, bringing the roll call down to 13. Among those to depart was Council Majority Leader Sherelle Parker and the chairpersons of some of the busiest committees. Their replacements will be announced today. The favorite to replace Parker is Curtis Jones, who was the majority leader from 2012 to 2016.
I believe I have the support of my colleagues to assume that role again, and I'm honored to be able to do it.
The chamber has been rearranged with desks spaced further apart and fewer seats for spectators. Council President Darrell Clark says COVID-19 prevention continues to be a concern.
There's a recommendation that everyone wear a mask because of the contagious nature of the Omicron virus, but at the end of the day, we're prepared to continue to work for the citizens of the city of Philadelphia.
At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Delaware County Memorial Hospital in Drexel Hill will close its emergency department and become a behavioral health facility. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert with the details.
Crozier Health CEO Anthony Esposito says the changes are being made to provide better access to patients while, in his words, addressing the changing nature of healthcare today. Delaware County Memorial has been cutting services since the start of the year. The company says the emergency department will close in 60 days to begin a transition to a behavioral health facility with more than 100 beds offering crisis care, rehab and detox, and inpatient acute psychiatric care. The changes come about a month after a plan for Christiana Care to take over Crozier Health fell through. The company says the plan requires state and county approval. County officials say they're concerned the changes might limit health care access in the eastern part of the county. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Crozier Health also says Springfield Hospital will become an outpatient-only facility offering urgent care and outpatient services and surgeries that do not require the patient being admitted. Delaware County recently passed an ordinance that requires 180-day notice before the closure of a hospital or major medical unit. County officials say they're analyzing the plan and assessing legal options. A Philadelphia tradition, the Dad Vale Regatta, will be moved across the bridge in the spring. And as we hear from KYW's Nina Barati, the race will happen on Camden County's Cooper River instead of the Schuylkill.
It's a major event that's been happening for more than 8 decades. Normally, collegiate rowers compete in Philly.
Remember, Philadelphia is the epicenter for rowing. There's nothing like rowing on the Schuylkill and being able to showcase boathouse row and everything that Philadelphia stands for in terms of rowing traditions.
That's Jim Hanna, president of the Dad Vale Regatta Organizing Committee. He says there's some uncertainty around next year's event because of a dredging project on the Schuylkill River. So the board voted to move its 84th year of competition over to Camden County for athletics. athletes to compete on Cooper River. After they canceled the competition in 2020 because of COVID, Hannah says they don't want to skip another year.
There are kids that are eating, sleeping, and dreaming about winning a Dadville gold medal, and we need to be absolutely sure we can stage the regatta.
Camden County Commissioner Jeff Nash says it's a great honor for them to play host.
The event will be happening May 12th and 13th. That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.